So we've wandered all the way over to Austin, Texas, and bumped into someone with experience in the northeast of England. We've got Claire Hobson, Yorkshire-born, Northumbria-educated. Claire, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Claire, tell us a little bit about the journey you've been all over the place to get here, and tell us about how you found yourself here.
Well, I did a communications background at Northumbria, and I've sort of been bumbling around the world sort of on a sort of marketing and communications and branding journey. Shanghai, New York, Hong Kong, Sydney, and I met up with somebody at an event in New York, and we decided to create a business together.
So tell us about the business. This is Calvin.
Yeah. So Calvin is essentially a scheduling tool. So for the Brits amongst us, that's an American term, is essentially a calendar. So it's an integrated calendar that is half managing of time, but also half managing communication based on events. So, you know, a lot of the time is misspent trying to just even connect with your friends on a Friday night for a beer. Their emails start, there's, you know, hey, I can do Friday at 6, somebody else writes back going, I can only do 7, then somebody else chimes in, and then suddenly you're on back and forth emails of, you know, a string of 20 long. So we decided that there's got to be a more productive way of doing this. So we developed Calvin last year, and we really are focused about streamlining that process. So the features that we have in the app allow you to create multiple times and see where the conflicts are, so that when you've put an invitee in, it's very easy to see where the opportunities are to then, you know, have that dinner, have that sort of soccer game or whatever it is, and try and sort of pull that back into using time more efficiently. Because, you know, everyone, you know, I've never met anyone who says, actually, I've got all the time in the world to do the things that, you know, I want to do. So we're really looking at not revolutionizing, because, you know, this is a pretty utility-based product, but it should, on a daily basis, make people's lives just that much easier.
I mean, from the demo that you showed us, and of course words can't possibly show you the visuals, but what you're showing us here is the opportunity to add more than one person or one person, and to put an event that you haven't got a date for into a basket which says assign.
Yeah, I think, you know, the challenge was that calendars really are just a passive tool where you put information in and you don't get much out. So, and especially when you have multiple people, like you say, you know, if it's a soccer match or it's a concert or it's a dinner party, you have to sort of send multiple emails, and that's when it starts getting quite crazy. So we don't have a limit as to how many people you can invite through Calvin, but because it's an integrated platform, you don't have that inbox that is chaotic. It's all done in one place in the app. If your friends don't have it, they get an email. But, you know, obviously, if they do use it, they do use Calvin, it's a much better integrated experience. But we also believe that sometimes you just don't have all of the information that you need in order to make a plan. So what I mean by that is the who, the what, the where, and the when. So we've created an interesting feature called a pending list, so that if I want to have dinner with Sally, I can just put the words dinner with Sally, and that sits on my pending list until I have all of the details that I need in order to get it into my calendar. So I can put that on a to-do list, it can be in my notebook, it can be in a different app, but what we're trying to do is connect the calendar, which is a place where you convert times, to things that I actually want to do. So if on something so basic as grabbing that beer or having dinner with Sally, it can sit there until I do it, and Calvin, as an integrated assistant to some degree, will be able to prompt you to fill in the location or confirm a time with somebody, but to help you to actually make those new plans happen.
I mean, there was another thing you mentioned about giving people multiple options as well, to say you can either do this time, this time, this time, this time. It tells someone if there's a clash, yeah, and it can give them more than one option.
Yeah.
I suppose one thing that's reasonably interesting about this is that the idea of discussing around an event tends to happen on your social network, whereas moving it onto the calendar makes it more based around time, makes it more based around settling something down onto a certain spot rather than discussing it for 25 years until, you know, there's no such thing as beer anymore.
Yeah. I mean, what the back end to Calvin, so, is really driven by machine learning. So artificial intelligence is not new news, but it will be the news. Being able to look at other people's calendars through a protected and aggregated way, so Your calendars will never be shared with other people. Calvin will manage opportunities where two or three or other people can meet. And it will give you the white space areas, we're calling it at the moment, where it can say, actually, you are all free at 8 o'clock. You should meet at that time. So when we go back to productivity, it's very much about honing, you know, what's useful and what's a really smart way of helping you to decide on a 1 hour event. You know, sometimes it can take you 3 hours to actually organize it. So being able to see that and to sort of machine learn your behaviors as a consumer, all protected in a secure and safe environment, is what we believe is the future.
So is Calvin available to download now?
Calvin will be available in the App Store in approximately 4 weeks. It is only iOS at the moment, but we should be in an Android situation probably 6 months from now, not even. So.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Clint.
Okay, you're welcome.